Petersfield's Shine Radio.
The actual algae growth, of, you've noticed now, is virtually gone. We had a massive outbreak last year that obviously everyone was complaining about, which I don't blame them. The myself, the anglers and the members of the council's grounds team have worked very hard over the last so many months to finally treat the water. We've been putting in barley extract, which is actually just the natural chemical from barley. There are actually barley bales in the pond as well at the moment. They're sunken under the water because that's releasing the extract. All of that is helping to combat the algae growth. It can't fully stop it, but it can combat it. The fountains that you're now seeing in the pond is all part of increasing the oxygen levels and increasing water movement.
I never knew that about barley. So it's almost like it's an antibiotic.
Yeah, I'm not a scientist, so yeah. I can't tell you the techie stuff. But the extract within the barley actually just helps break down and stop the algae from forming as much. If we hadn't have taken the measures we've done and we hadn't have got the work in by the end of May, this lake would be really covered in blue-green toxic algae at the moment. And that would have been the same state as we were in last year, so we didn't want a reoccurrence of that.
And presumably that's dangerous to the wildlife.
You can't really tell if it's toxic or non-toxic, so basically the Environment Agency and all of the rivers authorities tell you to treat everything as toxic, because then that way you're on the safe side. We didn't lose fish last year due to the algae. What we had didn't look pleasant and it didn't smell pleasant. When it goes white and blue, the actual algae is got to its end of life, and that's actually dying off at that point. And the new lot is coming through, which is the green stuff.
And how do you know that it's working?
You can't see it. It's gone. We've been bought 30 barrels of barley extract. The council hit it hard with 7 barrels initially. We then couldn't put any more in until we had the aeration running. Now that it's in place, we've got another 22 barrels to add as and when we need to. And at the moment, I think we're just putting one in a week just to keep on top of it. And going forward, we'll keep an annual maintenance program in place to make sure we keep on top of it in future. The anglers, obviously, we all pay to fish this pond, so we actually put the revenue back into the water alongside other donations. Part of my role is to patrol daily to make sure there's obviously there's no major issues with the water. We test the water monthly for nitrates, pneumonias, and obviously the O2 dissolved oxygen levels, should we say. And the lake's where it should be, which is in good.
I think that's actually quite reassuring to know that even though you're a volunteer, you're quite experts.
Yeah, well, like I say, I've been learning over the last 2 years because I volunteered to take over 2 years ago. And I've been talking to experts in reference to what we should be doing. Last year, we were in non-stop contact with the Environment Agency and they were basically recommending stuff that we could do. Unfortunately, last year, we were too late to combat the state it was in last year. So we made sure we were ready for it this year. So.
Well, I think the people of Petersfield owe you a big thanks, actually, because it's a very important amenity to the town, this.
I believe it's classed as the jewel in the crown of Petersfield. So I love the place. I've been coming here since I was a young child with my grandparents many, many moons ago. I've been fishing it since I was 14. Yeah, I love the place. We're only allowed to have 16 anglers per day or per night fish in the pond. When it comes to the amount of actual season tickets a year, we're actually capped at 100. That is to make sure that the amount of bait going in is controlled, because that can have a knock-on to effect with the algae. And it's also to make sure we've got that nice balance between anglers and obviously the boats being used and stuff like that throughout the summer months. If you're interested in the fishing side of it, fishingticket.com. Tickets must be bought online before attending.
Fish that are caught have to be put back?
Yep, it's all fully catch and release. We've got signs up now in various languages explaining the rules of the pond. When you'll see the anglers catch the fish, they've all got medication kits on them, so they all treat the hooks and where the hook's gone in and stuff like that. And we also look for other abrasions. So if a fish has been bashed during spawning, that all gets treated as well to keep the health and the well-being of the fish at the top notch.
Yeah,
we're allowed to host 2 charity events each year. We did the first one last year and we did that on behalf of the drop-in centre in Petersfield. This year we did it for the Lord's Mayor's charity, so all that money's gone there. And we've raised, between those two events, just over £600 so far. As part of, obviously, the algae outbreak we had last year, we actually attacked it as a 3-stage approach. First stage was to actually get a load of the smaller fish out to lower the biomass that was going into the pond. And over 3 days, we actually removed 2,380 pounds worth of weight of fish in 3 days. And they all went up to an inland lake up in the Cotswolds, so they're nicely up there now. We do have plans to do that again at the end of this year.
It sounds like a very sustainable approach to this environment.
It is. It's very sustainable. Like I say, the carp in here breed like wildfire. We have got perch on their way, so they'll actually help balance the small fry out. Over the next 5 years, we've got restocking plans to actually introduce fish that haven't been here for quite a few years, because there was a fish kill about 13 years ago. That was also algae related, which is what we were really trying to prevent this year round.
Fantastic. That's a really, really, really good project. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
songs that shine forever.
I'm so in love with you.
Oh, no, no.
And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.